1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And who would you say is the most awkward person on this show?
Awkward?
Me?
I'm going to go Alexis.
Really?
Uh-huh. This is kind of awkward, yeah. Okay,
I thought hands down me.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah,
like, you are. Like, I mean, in social interactions,
yeah.
For sure.
I'm definitely awkward when it comes to conversations sometimes and social
just
situations.
Talking.
Just like life
and,
in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And interpersonal things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They're not easy for me all the time. But that's why today's call is perfect for me. Because my challenge was to ask a girl out after revealing to her that I like to go by the name Mr. Corn.
Oh, no.
Now, if that's not awkward, I don't know what is.
So, Mr. Corn.
Mr. Corn. That's right. I'm going to try to make this sexy.
Oh.
That's awkward.
So, let's see how it goes with your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Celia. Is this her?
Yeah, this is Celia. Who's calling?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but it's Mr. Corn.
Say that again?
You're talking to Mr. Corn, 2018. Pretty cool, huh?
I don't know what's going on.
Really? You've never heard of Mr. Corn?
Sorry, I haven't.
Okay, well, you know, our town has a big thing every couple of years, and I won it a little while ago. I was Mr. Corn 2018.
Okay. Are you calling?
You're sure you haven't heard of me? Because when I won, I had a really catchy slogan. It was all over the billboards. You know, it said, "A husk you can trust." Mr. Corn. Have my picture?
I really can't say that I know.
Okay, well, maybe you remember my catchphrase? Oh, no, Mama, you forgot to water the corn. Remember?
I really don't have any idea what you're talking about, and I'm kind of short on time. Why are you calling?
Okay, you know, a lot of people know me as Mr. Corn, but my real name is Richie, and I'm a checker at the grocery store that you go to.
Okay.
Yeah, and I saw that you used your rewards card to purchase some corn from us the other day. So that's why I'm giving you a call, because I'm running for re-election, and I was hoping I could count on your vote for Mr. Corn. It's time to shuck the vote.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, I really want to win again. Are you down to shuck the vote for me?
And you're just calling me to ask me to vote for you because I bought corn at the grocery store?
Yeah, because you're a corn enthusiast, so you'd support Mr. Corn.
I really wouldn't go that far. I mean, I just bought some corn.
Okay. I mean, I guess I get that everybody's not as passionate about corn as me, but I just have to ask you a few corn questions, if you don't mind.
You know, I really don't have
time. Do you know if you preferred a hard corn pour or a soft corn pour?
What did you just say?
It's a corn joke. You know, hard corn, soft corn. I'm just seeing if it sticks.
I really need to go.
Okay, no, well, hold on. Just the truth is, I didn't just look up your rewards card number because you bought corn. I also thought you were pretty cute. I saw you in the checkout line, and I thought, I don't know, maybe you and me can shuck it sometime.
Oh, wow.
I know. I know you're thinking, wow, did Mr. Corn just ask me out? And you'd be corn popping correct.
Okay.
Mr. Corn's very interested.
I actually have a boyfriend.
No, that's not true. Because Mr. Corn talked to your mom.
What?
Yeah. She's in the reward system, too. She told me all about you and how you've been single for at least 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Rough breakup with Nathan. I'll tell you, he doesn't deserve you.
I need to go, and I need to talk to my mom.
Well, hold on. There is one more thing your mom told me that I could not believe.
Okay, what did she say?
She said, you're just the type that would fall for a prank phone call. Is that true? Did Mr. Corn get you?
Oh, my God.
It's okay. You can tell Mr. Corn.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, if you can believe it, I'm not really Mr. Corn. My name's actually Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tab on you.
Oh, my God. I was starting to get a little worried.
Well, don't blame me. Blame your mom, Kimberly. She's the one that did this because she said you hate that she's been trying to set you up with losers lately.
That was one of the more disturbing instances.
Oh, one of the more. Like maybe Dr. Pickle hit you up?
Oh, my God.
Or Chef Chicken and Chips? Sounds like Mr. Corn has some competition.
Now we're getting weird.
No, now we are. The rest of this was normal. It's just now.
We'll say it's getting weirder.
Oh, okay. That's how Mr. Corn does it.
Oh, no. Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.